Real Aussies are winning big with a Monopoly game at Macca's. You could win a share of $578 million worth of amazing prizes. Download the My Macca's app to scan and play today. Ends the 18th of October 2022. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.
Professor Christopher Rowe, Director of the Australian Dementia Network, Dementia Neuroscientist, Uni of Melbourne and Austin Health. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and Russell.
Hey, a new drug hailed as a game changer could be available in Australia as early as next year. I'm going to have a go that it's called lecanemab.
Correct. Well done.
And if it's that pronounced that way, where's it been developed?
Well, it's been 20 years in the making. It was actually discovered by a scientist in a lab in Sweden. And then it was taken up by a company called Eisai, and they've been slowly developing it, improving it, and finally getting it through the phase three trials needed to go to market. So,
well, that's good, because the third phase is the last phase, is it not? And,
yeah,
and is that figure correct that it could slow down cognitive decline by 27%?
Yeah, so they tested in 2,000 people worldwide, including people here in Australia who had severe memory problems due to Alzheimer's disease. And it not only cleared plaques out of the brain, these things called amyloid plaques that are thought to be the cause of Alzheimer's disease, but it slowed down their rate of decline by 27%. And fortunately, the side effects were fairly minimal. Only 3% of people had any symptoms of side effects from the drug.
Professor, I presume we're reading about it in the media and talking to you because the confidence levels are high.
Very high. So there's quite a buzz going around the world at the moment. This is the first drug that actually slows down the progression of Alzheimer's disease.
When you talk about these plaques, are they flushed out? So are they sort of flushed out and excreted from the body? Or...
Yeah, so the drug is actually an antibody, just like we use for fighting viruses, cancers, all that sort of thing. But this one's made to latch onto these amyloid plaques and give a signal to the brain's defense cells to say, hey, come and clean this up. So they come along and they chew it up and get rid of it.
Might it have prophylactic properties?
Now, I'm glad you asked that, because now we're using this drug in a trial in people with amyloid plaques before they have any symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, to see if we can stop them developing symptoms.
Uh-huh.
So we're recruiting for that all around Australia at the moment.
And what the meaningful way of saying that is, if you haven't got symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, for all intents and purposes, you haven't got Alzheimer's disease.
No, but you got the process.
Yeah.
You're on the way. And we can pick it up on scans called PET scans in about 25% of people over the age of 65. So it's quite common. There's a lot of people walking around who are in the very early asymptomatic phases of this slowly progressive disease called Alzheimer's that leads to dementia.
Professor, where will lecanemab be produced?
It'll be produced in America, and that'll be the first place to take it to market. It's expected it'll hit the market in America by about the middle of next year. And then it'll go to Europe, Japan and Australia.
Everyone wakes up in the morning and makes choices, Professor. Some people wake up this morning and make a choice to steal a car. You've made a choice to continue working in the field of dementia neuroscience, and we're grateful to you.
Thank you. Just want to quickly put in a plug.
Yep.
If people are worried that they're at risk of developing Alzheimer's disease and they'd like to get into a trial of this drug that we're giving to try and stop the development of dementia, then please go to Australian Dementia Network, all big one long word, .org.au, and register on the trial volunteer site there.
Australian, Australian,
yep,
with an N, Australian Dementia Network.org.au. We will direct people there. Professor, we thank you.
Terrific. Thank you very much.